Great.
Do it.
Here we go. All right. You've heard Heath Francis on DH Radio here at CJMQ before with the three heads talking about their projects and what was going on down in good old California. He's back with a new project, Crowd Theory. This is exciting stuff, guys. So here we are, summer of 2011, and this great album. It's so much fun. The Great Unknown, no less. So guys, how's it going?
Going very well.
And doing awesome.
Now, remind me of your name again. We have, there's Heath, and there's another wonderful band member.
I'm Sean Wills.
Sean Wills. There you go.
You know, just Sean Wills. This is Heath, by the way, talking.
Yes.
Sean, my boy next to my right here. He's the brains behind this operation. You know?
I love it. Dude, as long as somebody's the brains behind the operation, I think you're good to go.
You know, we all played our part. You know, in this band, everybody in the band played their part, but Sean kind of laid down the foundation. And
I'm glad that you clarified that it's you speaking so the listeners could get the tone of our voice.
Yeah, exactly. This is my tone.
So does that make...
I have this voice, and Heath's the little boy sitting to my left.
So does that make Keith the voice behind the operation?
There you go. I'm the brains, he's the voice.
So talk to me about this album and this project, guys. It's super, it's great stuff. I can't wait to share this with the listeners.
Well, it's actually, all 10 songs are kind of a collection of songs that I've been writing since I was in freshman year of high school.
Really?
And yeah, and they're actually kind of ordered in a way that kind of go through that chronological, going on of music that I've been writing. But yeah, I mean, it's been kind of just a reflection of my plight to find my own identity in this very crazy city we live in, Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been this, it's been a very interesting progression through my life, reflecting on experiences that I've had, and hopefully those experiences could reflect upon the lives of those surrounding me.
And now, when was freshman year of high school? How far back are we going now?
I'm 21 years old, so let me pull out my math skills here. freshman year of high school would be 2004.
Wow, I could be your deadbeat teenage mom. Being that I'm more towards the 40 end of the spectrum than the 20 end of the spectrum. So there you go. So, all right. So you brought this together, and being that you've done a lot of the writing behind this, what's it been like for the rest of the band, Heath, to get behind this, to get behind these words?
Well, it didn't take me long to fall in love with the music. You know, obviously, I was doing the three heads, like you said, you know, in my project, and I stumbled across Sean at a coffee shop when I was singing.
Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
No less.
I was singing a soul song. I wasn't even singing a three-head song at that point.
And, which Alicia Keys track? Now I'm really...
I was singing Fallen, you know, just like acapella yeah. for somebody. And
beautiful.
Sean liked my voice, and he called me several times to, you know, like, see if I would be interested in listening to his songs. And at the time, I was like, you know, I'm pretty loyal to my band, The Three Heads. I don't know if I, you know, really want to branch out and do anything else. And he's like, just come and listen to my songs, man. So I finally came by and listened to his tunes by his house, and it was brilliant. I mean, it was like there's no other way to say it. I heard the stuff, and when I left his house that day, I was kind of like, I'd be kind of dumb not to do something with this guy, you know? He's a really, really talented young kid that, you know, writes brilliant songs. And I heard my voice being behind these songs. I just knew that I could make a real positive influence in the songs. So that's how it all came about.
And he actually, luckily that day, quelled my anxiety that he could only sing female diva songs. I'm glad to see that he has some range.
Yeah. you've got a great voice, but apparently it only applies when when crooning to some fabulous female. Yeah, I know. All right, so behind the band we've got Heath and you, Sean. Now, Sean, what are you doing musically? You're writing the songs, but what are you playing?
Oh, I'm playing the guitar, the keyboards, and I'm doing a little bit of backup vocals on a few of the songs. Heath and I kind of share the backup role, so it might be difficult to tell who's who.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do some backup harmonies, like on Madison and a few other tracks. But yeah, I mean, my primary focus would be the guitar. I've been playing it for about 6 years now. I've been playing piano since I was four, but I never really got into it until about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's my contribution.
And there's Greg Sadler and Alex Larivière, who are also, a part of the band. What are they responsible for?
Alex Larivière plays the bass guitar. And Greg, unfortunately, is no longer with us. We just found another drummer to play with us, and we found a new violinist as well.
Yes, electric. You've got electric violin happening.
We do.
Right?
Brandon Ray was the original violinist. He's a fabulous musician, did a great job on the album. And we just found a new violinist and a new drummer. So we've got a full lineup, and we're getting ready to play a show at the Key Club in L.A., on August 19th, so if any of you guys in Quebec want to come down and make the trek.
I think we should do that. We should road trip it.
Party bus together.
You say that, but CJMQ has a short bus. We've got our own little short school bus. I think that taking that across the country, across the continent, would be pretty sweet stuff. That'd be awesome. I'm getting myself to California one of these days to see you guys perform. That's just, I just knew
I
that from the moment.
I've always wanted to go to Quebec.
You guys should come up. You should come up. You would love it here. It's an amazing place, amazing, and very open to the music scene. It's there's a serious artist heart. We'd put you up, we'd feed you, we'd teach you all about the culture, and then we'd find you all kinds of venues.
Well, we're appealing to the right crowd. That sounds great.
All right, guys. So talk to me about what tracks we should be putting on the air here from your selection of the new Crowd Theory album.
Ooh, is that not the golden question?
It is the golden question from the great unknown. Let's hear it.
You know, all of us are kind of split on our favorites in the album, but I'd say that a mutual favorite amongst the band would be Prayer for the Faithful, certainly.
Yeah.
Magnolia Street,
mm-hmm.
Shadows of the Road.
I'm a big Magnolia Street fan for sure.
And I don't know. What else would you say, Heath, outside of those three?
You said, what, Magnolia Street?
Shadows of the Road and Prayer for the Faithful.
Eye of the Hurricane.
Eye of the Hurricane, definitely.
Eye of the Hurricane is probably, a favorite amongst us all.
And the rest of them we are not a big fan of.
Yeah. The rest of the stuff we just throw right in the garbage.
Well, it's...
No, actually, with this band, I come from a fan's, point of view a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I can't get the... I can't get the record out of my car.
Yeah.
In my car right now. Yeah. You know, I'm very proud of what we've done on this album, and to be honest, I like all the tracks.
It's so playable. That's one of the things that I really recommend to music fans out there is if you're looking for something that is. It's beautiful. It's funny that you said that you had it in your car because that's where it is for me too. And it's great road trip music. It's great. Like I travel to work every day. It takes me about 40 minutes and it's just the perfect thing to have on. So.
Oh, thanks so much.
Well, congratulations.
Well, DJ, I think we should leave it up to your discretion.
Oh man. Well, if part of the reason that I was asking you guys is because I was having trouble choosing myself.
Why don't we make it a surprise.
Magnolia Street. Let's do that.
Let's do it. Oh guys, thank you so much for being on the show. That's Sean and Heath from Crowd Theory and their brand new album, The Great Unknown. It's just...
Oh, yeah, it's www.crowdtheoryband.com.
Amazing.
That has all of our info.
And for all you Facebookers, just go and search them. You'll find them there. And you can see the image has this crater, and I believe there are a few little bunnies sitting along the edge there.
There are a few bunnies. Little do they know what's about to happen.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.